This book has grown out of ideas, descriptions, and examples, which the author has developed and refined over 15 years of delivering courses about business to students at Lincoln Business School and to managers in his capacity as a management consultant. You might think loving yourself sounds a bit self-indulgent, but when you practice it fully, it puts more responsibility for your life on you, and so relieves the pressure on the people you love.
Ain't it great when the unexpected pleasure slaps you upside the head and reminds you of the little things that really matter in business? Well, I had one. It wasn't a mere raise the bar experience. It launched the bar. It was a moonshot.
The end seemed very near for Hudson, a Canadian Eskimo dog tethered near the shore of Hudson Bay, east of Churchill, Manitoba. A 1,000-pound polar bear was lumbering toward the dog and about 40 others.
Horizons began to widen in early February. They always do. It's something about the lifting light and sky. Days no longer seem so abbreviated in such a mad rush to reach their conclusion. Even in the architectural confines of Central Harrogate, I first laid eyes on Lake Superior and the big country around it more than a decade ago. I drowned myself on its pleasures, fishing for trout, hunting for mushrooms, picking berries in its pine-scented air. When you get discouraged, consider this fellow who dropped out of grade school, ran a country store, went broke, took 15 years to pay off his bills, ran for House, lost twice, then ran for Senate and lost twice. He had an unhappy marriage, delivered a speech which became a classic, even though the audience was indifferent. Raul thrust out his hand to stop me in the doorway. He was carrying burgers in the pet cradle, and the dog had started to snarl, a steady, menacing rumble. Like a tiny chainsaw. "What is it, buddy?" Raul whispered. But for some faint rectangles on streetlight, the store was pitch dark.
Most people know that there are 70 million baby boomers in America today. But what is less known is that there are approximately 100 million people in America between the ages of 16 and 30. This generation has just entered or will soon be entering the workforce, and they have no idea how to invest, save, or handle their money.
I was hiding under the stairs when I decided to walk. In that moment, I hadn't carefully considered walking 630 miles with a rucksack on my back. I hadn't thought about how I could afford to do it, or that I'd be wild camping for nearly 100 nights, or what I'd do afterwards.